Michigan State's Trey Waynes may have staked his claim to being the top cornerback in this year's draft when he ran the fastest 40 time of all defensive backs at the combine in the low 4.3s. Whether he's taken first or not, he's almost certain to go in the opening round, following in the footsteps of another Spartan corner, Darquez Dennard, who was drafted in the first round by Cincinnati a year ago.
You know, we really never talked about the league when we were both there, but Quez was like an older brother to me. In practice, we would always push each other. We'd, you know, have little competitions. Whoever didn't get the most interceptions, though, the other person pushed us, and that's something we did, you know, on the regular, just to try to get each other better. And, you know, he would always come to me if he saw me doing something wrong or, like, something I could fix just to correct me, because he recognized the potential I had.
Waynes considers Dennard like an older brother, and they highlight a strong tradition of top-notch cornerbacks at Michigan State who have helped make the Spartans' defense one of the best in the country over the last few years.
Just the coaching staff, you know, we have a great defensive back coach, Coach Barnett. You know, he went to Michigan State, he played in the league, and then he came back to coach, and, you know, he knows the system in and out, and especially with the D coordinator we had and the head coach. They know how to recruit guys. I took a lot of pride in it, especially from the guys, you know, that came ahead before me. And, you know, Coach Narduzzi and the rest of the defensive staff, they put a lot of trust in me, and they relied on just the secondary to take away that side of the field and do their job to enable to run our defense.
An early entry in this draft, Waynes reportedly surrendered only 2 touchdown passes over the last 2 seasons while intercepting 6 passes. He's also been criticized, though, for a grab-and-hold style of coverage that could draw more flags in the NFL than it did in college. He knows that bigger, stronger receivers await in the pros, and he has a plan for taking on those challenges.
You know, with the bigger receivers, you know, my mindset is not really to get into arm wrestlings with them because, you know, that's almost pointless. So I'd have to rely on my footwork and technique to mirror their routes and stay in front of them and try to throw off their timing as best I can.